Good morning. We have 7:42 here on the clock, and it is time for our chat with Independence Police Chief Jerry Harrison a little bit later in the month, but hey, that is A-okay because we have him joining us on the line, sir, and I hope you had a good vacation there.
I did. I had a good little getaway. How are you?
Hey, that's really good. I'm glad you got to have that. Mine's coming up here a little bit later and started next month. But yeah, no, I've been good and great to have you on here. And I hope everyone up in Indy is attempting to stay cool. Most of the time I ask people, hey, are you staying cool? The answer is no. But, you know, we're trying our best.
Well, that's all you can do this time of year. Give it a go.
That is right. So I understand you have some interesting information that's recently been released. We have the 2022 KBI Crime Index. And can you tell us a little bit about what this is?
Sure. The Crime Index is compiled. Each agency voluntarily submits their police or criminal statistics to the KBI annually or ongoing throughout the year, and then annually they combine that, and so it takes them a few months to compile that volume of statistics from all over the state. And so, you know, we have close to 400 some law enforcement agencies plus another little over 100 sheriff's offices, so it takes a while for them to combine that. And so that comes out in the end of the summer. And, you know, this year, 2022 is the latest set of numbers we have to look at if we're going to look at crime trends, James. So that's why we're talking about 2022 at the end of August.
Gotcha. No, that all makes sense. I know it does take a while to crunch through all the numbers and everything. So what, I guess, are the breakdown there, the index measures as far as crimes go?
Well, the index doesn't measure all crime that's happening in the community. It's a snapshot of a few selected crimes. So the Violent Crime Index looks at murder, rape, robbery, aggravated battery, and aggravated assault. And then on the property crime side, we look at burglary, theft, and auto theft. And then we combine those two and come up with an overall crime rate. So what we're going to talk about today is a violent crime rate, a property crime rate, and then an overall crime rate.
Okay, so how did Independence stack up?
Well, we had some significant drops from 2021. So had about a 33% drop in our overall crime. If you put it on a clock, we had one crime committed about every 28 hours. And if you look at it per capita, we had one crime for every 27 citizens in 2022. And what's interesting is that we had a comparable drop in violent crime. We had a 27% decrease in violent crime as well as compared to 2021. We had basically, you know, we didn't even have one violent crime a week. Every 7 days and 18 hours, so almost 8 days, every 8 days we had one violent crime, and then we had one violent crime for every 179 citizens. So that's a significant drop in the overall crime rate and on the violent crime side.
Well, you know, it's good news to have a drop, definitely. And so, you know, it'd be great if we could just keep dropping it every year. But I know that's not necessarily going to happen. But it is a testament, sounds like, to some of the police work and everything to be able to have some of those drops. Now, how does this compare with some of the previous several years?
Well, you know, I missed getting to property crime. And we had a 33% drop in property crime. So, you know, we had a drop in property crime and violent crime, and so that's outstanding drops there that we can be pleased with. Overall, 4 out of the last 6 years, our crime rates have dropped. Violent crime has dropped 2 out of the last 6 years, and our property crime has dropped 4 out of the last 6 years. And you know, property crime is going to outnumber your violent crime about 10 to 1. So you can see that the decreases in property crime impact the overall crime rate much more than the decreases in violent crime do.
Well, sure. You know, that is definitely something to take note of, and is definitely a good thing to know. And I guess so. How long have you been reporting these sort of statistics and everything, and how does this current crime rate compare since those have been reported?
Well, this is the lowest crime rate we've had since 2016, which is we started reporting in 2016. Prior to that, I think they had gone about 4 years. Independence Police Department had gone about 4 years without reporting crime. And but yeah, since we started 7 years ago, this is our lowest crime rate. And of course, you know, we can't count 2023 yet because the numbers are not all in the books yet. But this is, you know, in 2022, we had the lowest crime rate in all categories as compared to Coffeyville and Parsons. So that's also a nice bonus there. Not that it's a competition, you know, what favors our neighbors favors us. So, you know, we want to see those things that ought not be happening, not happen in Coffeyville and Parsons as well. We all win when we all win together in our region for sure. And I think, James, the most important thing to me is, you know, when it comes to violent crime, I think that's where people's biggest fear of crime is violent crime. And it's reported in the news because it's a one-off. It's unique. It doesn't happen as much. And so that's why it's newsworthy. If it happened every day, we wouldn't talk about it in the news. So, 20% of the violent crime in Independence is either related to domestic violence or attacks on police officers. So, you know, you can just take one out of every five violent crimes off the books for the average citizen. That's just, you know, it's not something that's going to be happening to you as you're walking down the street.
Sure. No, that is a good reminder there as well. And, you know, I'm a little bit curious, you know, so how does this stack up? You know, we looked at some of the neighboring communities and that sort of thing. What about statewide? I mean, how does Independence compare with the rest of the state? And I mean, even, you know, Kansas to the rest of the country?
Well, interestingly, crime has gone down statewide as well, and I don't really know how to explain that. I don't know that anybody can really explain it yet. I think that, you know, there's a lot of questions that have to be answered. But yeah, the crime seems to be trending down across the state. Now, nationally, I couldn't get any recent numbers. The most recent numbers I could find at the federal level were back during the pandemic, and we know that just is not comparable to what's happening in our communities today. So I don't want to comment about nationwide, but I hope that those statistics are going down across the country. And it could be a mix of number of things that we could speculate on, but I'll leave that to the folks on the TV news.
Well, sure. But, you know, it is interesting how, especially during COVID and all that stuff, I know we did have some increases in crime in many areas, and it was just kind of weird because everything was out of whack, and we saw some of these spikes in different crimes. I mean, especially, and I know this isn't necessarily covered in the report, but you know, like a lot more traffic crimes that are, you know, infractions and that sort of thing that I know you guys probably saw. So, like you said, some of those recent numbers of the, you know, the past couple of years are just really kind of outliers as far as, you know, nothing was really normal.
That's true. You know, we saw dangerous driving. You know, it wasn't that traffic infractions increased. It was that the severity of the offenses increased. So what we saw was there was almost no traffic on the roadways. So we saw people going 100 and 100 extreme speeds, putting our society in terrible danger out on the roadways. We saw the same thing with crime. The violence of crime was some of the highest on record. It was certainly a violent crime was certainly in I think it was in 2020 was the highest since the 50s in the state of Kansas when back in the 50s when the state started tracking those numbers. So, as you say, you know, those are outlier years. You know, it's too close to them still to really get those takeaways that we need, but you can rest assured that it's being looked into. People are researching it and trying to find answers so that, you know, these things are going to happen again. These times are going to come again, and we need to learn from these challenges and do better every time they come back around.
Well, sure. Well, I do appreciate, you know, it's always interesting to share some of these statistics and see, you know, how independence measures up and all that sort of thing. And of course, you know, there's parts that each everyday citizen can play to help reduce that crime.
That's right. Wouldn't be doing my job, James, if we didn't come back to this every time. And I just appeal to the communities out there that are listening, no matter where you live. I want you to live in a wonderful community with a low fear of crime and a high opportunity for economic success. And the only way you can do that is if you step up as a citizen, as a member of that community, and do your part. And I especially appeal to the citizens of Independence today. You know, we saw tremendous drops in crime last year, and so I think that goes to a lot of things. I think it goes to our citizens doing their part. I think it goes to officers working hard doing their part. And I think it goes to the criminal justice system stepping up and making prosecutions and doing their job right. I think there's a lot of things going well, but we got to keep that going well, James. Don't anybody relax. Put your car windows up. Put your house windows down. Lock them all. Lock your cars. Lock your homes. Lock every door you own. Hide your valuables from public view. If you see something, you need to say something. You can give us a call at 620-332-1700 and prevent a crime. If you have an emergency, of course, don't hesitate to call 911. And school's back in session, so we need everybody to slow down, drive safe, and help make Independence and Southeast Kansas the place to be.
Absolutely. Well, sir, we really appreciate you coming by and look forward to chatting again here real soon, and hope you have a great couple weeks here before we talk again, and look forward to it next time.
All right. Take care, James.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. That is Independence Police Chief Jerry Harrison here on the Mighty 690, and you can catch his interviews normally the second Tuesday of the month at 7:40 here on the Mighty 690. Well, coming up, we do have a lot to get to. We are going to be talking with Denise York from Coffeyville's Reawakening. That is going to be up here shortly. We also have a check of the news coming up at the top of the hour. We have 75 degrees right now in Coffeyville as we head towards 8 o'clock.